Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Retail stores are struggling, but a revolutionary platform is stepping up to the plate. Welcome to Stock Talk, where we help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in emerging markets. I'm Omri Wallach for Stockhouse Media, and today we're looking at a sector that has been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, brick and mortar retail, and the company with the impressive solutions to save them. Joining me to talk about the innovations at Loop Insights is the company's founder and CEO, Rob Anton. Thank you very much for joining us today, Rob.
Thank you.
Hope everyone is staying safe and healthy and remote during this time.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. We saw this coming, so we started to transition our team to be obviously remote and working from home about 4 weeks ago. So we were a little bit ahead of the curve, as they say. And perhaps that part is the obviously real-time data component of where we kind of thrive and live. But doing very well and struggling with some of the challenges of, you know, cohabiting with wives and husbands and kids and dogs and, you know, all the rest of it. But yeah, making the most of it and charging ahead and doing our thing.
Awesome. Well, Rob, there's a lot to digest here. But first, I actually want to just give a quick introduction to the company. What is Loop Insights all about?
Yeah, Loop Insights is all about, as you said in the intro, bricks and mortar, retail, and physical spaces. Our objective is 100% to level the playing field against their online competitors. Obviously, of course, the Amazon effect has kind of shifted the paradigm for consumer and, you know, obviously brought a great deal of stress and sense of urgency for transition for bricks and mortar operators, whether it's the mom and pop, you know, convenience store on the corner, or whether it's the enterprise hospitality industry and resort industry. Everyone's really feeling the same effect of that digital transformation. And where we focused is we've created some very unique IP that integrates a lot of these large companies from edge to cloud, if you will. You know, cloud is where everything, of course, the data is ingested, it's analyzed, it's outputted, it's applied. It's really our kind of niche focus is a lot of these businesses are simply bogged down by the world of big data. We've come out with an automated solution that enables that SMB retail player to simply automate processes through our applications. And, you know, data really has no value unless you can leverage it to monetize it. And that's 100% where we focus and what we deliver, bringing new line revenue, greater customer experiences, obviously profitability. Three key metrics and focuses of any organization, whether you're SMB or enterprise.
Well, Rob, you mentioned this a bit, but let's jump right into the current COVID-19 situation. What does the retail market need to do right now?
Yeah, simply focus on, well, two things. Digital transformation, of course, number one. And number two is their customer. You know, enhanced experiences. That really comes from understanding, of course, the operation of the business, but more importantly, applying their data in form of the Loop Insights platform, of course, to create that one-to-one loyalty experience. Of course, everyone's used to online is very quick, convenient, and personalized engagement. That's truly where we're focused. And really, you know, part of what we're doing right now in the moment is working with the retailers, you know, in their downtime to bring them hope and prosperity for when they rebound.
Well, you've recently launched the Sharing is Caring initiative that specifically looks to help out retailers during this time. Can you elaborate a bit on that program?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the, obviously, retail market and, you know, world in whole is obviously stuck in a place of reaction where, you know, for us, we look to implement solutions well ahead of the curve, obviously understanding micro trend data to see where, you know, the world of retail and hospitality is headed and what are those expectations that we can help deliver in our solution stack. So
Yeah, we're quite proud to launch our Sharing is Caring program. We're, you know, working out with our local community. Obviously, local community is kind of that rally point. You know, we kind of looked at it, if you go back to 9/11, you know, there's pretty, you know, something that stays, you know, prominent in everyone's mind. And a lot of the visuals, you know, whether it's the firemen and the U.S. flag, you know, at Ground Zero, you know, it's a rallying point. Obviously, as you know, people are looking to rebuild. You know, hope and opportunity has always played a big part of that. You know, we can look at the shootings at in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay. You know, the whole Vegas Strong. You know, is almost like almost a fairy tale when Las Vegas Knights in their first year rallied behind their community and the whole Vegas Strong and went to the Cup final and unfortunately fell short to the Capitals, but you know, community is really, you know, powerful, but also a challenge. And really for us, that third party programmatic platform of which we've recently released enables that community to connect from a user perspective and shopper, but more importantly for a retailer to create new line revenues. And we're quite happy to bring this through some webinar strategies. We're waiving onboarding fees to help in the cost of this. We're giving free services, you know, for the first several months to get people back on their feet. And for me, you know, much like business and relationships, it's just that. It's about strength in numbers and partnerships and, you know, generalized community support. So doing everything we can to help and something that we're very, very proud of.
Yeah, and it looks to be much appreciated. You know, through all of this, you mentioned earlier that Loop Insights itself has no doubt been impacted, but you've kept busy. And I really want to say that looking at your recent news, it almost seems like keeping busy is an understatement. What have been some of your highlights for the company over the last month?
Yeah, you know, it's very unfortunate what's happening right now. But sometimes when you step up and take charge and, you know, like we have on the leadership perspective, as far as the market and how can we help out and reach out, it's really opened the doors to a lot of great partnerships, you know, in the US and both Canada, of course. And it's enabled us to really put our, you know, platform at the forefront and open a lot of eyes. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, large organizations we're currently working with, especially down south of the border, that, you know, they understand that, you know, this will come to an end like everything else. And when exactly that will be, nobody truly understands yet, of course, but there's planning and strategies going on. And, you know, at the end of the day, obviously when the dark gray cloud lifts here, we're going to be in a much stronger position, one as a company, but two, really a lot of the retail community, you know, it's like anything, there's lessons to be learned. You know, the importance of strategy and planning and preparation, you know, no one, you know, including myself, if you told me this was going to happen 2 months ago, I probably would have laughed at you. But it's really an eye-opener. A lot of things that we take for granted. You know, we see a lot of holes in, you know, our lifestyle and homes and interactions in the business community. And it's really given the opportunity now to focus on strategy and growth and experience.
Speaking of an eye-opener, and especially coming out of this, a lot of new investors might not understand just the massive market and even the amount of markets that Loop Insights can tap into. And, you know, recently you even appointed a new director of sales, with direct connections to the consumer electronics market, which is just gargantuan. How do you explain the opportunity on hand for people that might not fully grasp it?
Well, what we've built is something that is industry vertically agnostic. So, you know, for us, it's something where there's transactions occur and products are sold. It truly does not matter. And it's not specific to one platform, if you will, and opportunity. You know, like I said, we've started in liquor beverage and in cannabis, of course, and hospitality and, you know, bricks and mortar retail and, you know, the online component of what we do. And, you know, obviously some other digital engagement with our new loyalty pass that I'm sure we can talk about in a moment here, but it's really for us industry agnostic. you know, the challenge really is, like I said, is for the retailer remaining sustainable and viable and relevant, of course. Obviously for the brands, it's understanding and having access to store level data so they can make, of course, faster, smarter, data-driven decisions, you know, insights into campaign performance for a marketing perspective. Like I said, we're heavily focused and truly only focused on leveraging and actioning data, because that's really where the opportunity is. And, you know, very, very quickly here, you know, we've started to share some of our partnerships and opportunities in different verticals and with different groups. Hence why the excitement of, you know, an AWS and Amazon has come on board to help position us and have made tremendous introductions that will be shared recently here coming up. And like I said, for us, it's about making the best of a situation for everyone to ensure long-term sustainability and viability in the marketplace.
You know, Rob, we were fortunate during our time researching the company to kind of see the great feedback and clients that you've already secured. But at the same time, I can't help but feel that some people might overlook Loop Insights as just another marketing play when that's clearly missing the mark. Is this a common misconception you've had to deal with when it comes to the company?
Yes and no, of course. You know, it's like anything new. You know, who's your competitors? You know, like I said, for us, we have some very unique IP. You know, it's not simply marketing. Marketing is really an output. And, you know, the output is applying the data, leveraging the data as we talk about. You know, I'll give you some real world examples. We're currently working with some very large chains in the hospitality space. And their biggest challenge is their POS provider is not cloud. And, you know, our simple ability to take companies from edge to cloud is game changing for them. And really what that means is, for example, you have a retail chain of 72 different stores. Currently, right now, they're all reporting manually. So each store is then obviously manually inputted and reconciled. And it's a very long, drawn-out process. The Loop, obviously, benefactor is everything's connected through cloud. You reconcile nothing. Everything's fully automated for you. You have one single portal login. You have access to real-time data. That is a very big difference. And even from a marketing perspective, a lot of the large brands that we work with now on a global level, they receive sell-through reports 3-4 months later. Well, what is that doing for you? And how can you impact that current promotion or activation when you're living in the past? Enabling real-time connectivity, real-time influence, and obviously strategizing in the moment. How do we influence, impact our campaigns? That's game changing. And really at the end of it, that has nothing to do with, you know, marketing. We're a hardware software application that connects physical spaces. What we do with the data, that's the magic and the secret sauce. And real-time applications is really what sets us apart from anybody else out there today. And hence why we've been able to partner with some of the largest companies in the world.
Absolutely. Rob, thank you for taking the time. Before we sign off, we always like to ask our companies, where do you see Loop Insights heading over the next, let's say, couple months or even into the year?
Right now, you know, we're fully focused on execution. We spent, you know, we came back out in, you know, the end of June 2019. We spent all of our time and resources on commercializing the actual product. So, you know, for us right now, it's all about execution of installations, implementations. Obviously, we've got some very large partnerships, you know, we've been working on and that will be finalized here in very short order as well. We have some very exciting opportunities in the telecom space that really, truly, we've been working on our reseller channel distribution model. And for us, really, it's all about land grab for the next months ahead here in rolling into 2021. And we're very excited to achieve some early stage global scale opportunities. And we'll be fully ready to go and seize the opportunity of, you know, it's a perfect storm for us, right time, right place. And thankfully for us, we'd made the commitment to commercializing the product and very proud to have done so. And our tech team is, you know, top shelf and very exciting to see where we can take it.
And I know just speaking for us from here in Vancouver, I'm excited to see more Loop, Tap to Engage, and more products kind of in the retail stores around here once everything picks back up. On a final note, what do you say to investors that are interested in the company's stock right now?
Well, obviously, as you see, I mean, you know, I call it we're at grassroots, we're at ground floor. Obviously, in the last, you know, 8-9 trading days, we've, you know, went from trading a 5-cent level. You know, we rebounded already in the last 7, 8, 9 days, as I mentioned, already up to 15 cents. We're gaining momentum, obviously, in the market and traction, and a lot of the different initiatives like Sharing is Caring is really, you know, open up the doors for a lot of different opportunities and, you know, enabling us to help support our partners. And really, it's now about, you know, continuing that momentum in the market. Of course, you know, things will rebound. And just like, you know, COVID, I'm sure we will see the sun again once before summer ends. And for us, it's just about strength and positioning now. So we're fully focused, and investors that are looking at us now, obviously, they're going to see a great deal of positive news flow in the remaining months in the year here in 2020. And it's obviously, you know, all aboard, as they say.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Rob, and for the insight. And I hope everyone stays healthy and happy, and wish you success moving forward.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate that.
No worries. We've been speaking with Rob Anson, the founder and CEO of Loop Insights. I'd like to thank him once again for joining us on Stock Talk today and sharing this helpful information about the company, the market, and everything with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. I'm Omri Wallach for Stockhouse Media, and this has been your latest Stock Talk. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.